Well, that is possible, yes. I've explained. Please sit down. The fact is that there is a possibility of healing somebody through your influence, which is sometimes a gift of Allah, which remains dormant in some people. And sometimes they suddenly realize that the gift is there. And that works through the mental power of a man who concentrates himself, his mind, on curing somebody of that particular disease. And it works. Many research has been held on this, and there are still some very puzzling cases to the most skeptic among them, thus among the medical scientists who are very skeptic to this. They have not been able to explain certain cases. For example, there was a healer of some type in southern hemisphere of America. And so many teams went there and investigated the cases, and they could not prove fraud. So all they could say was that something is inexplicable, so far we have not been able to detect. But about other cases, also in the issue of a month ago in this magazine which I mentioned, The Unexplained, he quotes certain examples. For example, of a healer who could immediately cure people of intense pain like kidney and gallbladder pain and so on. So he was interviewed and asked how he does it. So he said that I concentrate myself on the point of pain and I conceive of a situation as if I am putting my hand in it and pulling the pain out. And as I do it and concentrate on that, the pain begins to disappear. So that can happen. It is quite possible. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam also witnessed a phenomena like that and did not reject it out hand. There was a Peer Sahib, Peer Sirajul Haq Sahib, who had learned it from his old peer. He had a very interesting way of striking a nail in a board and reciting Surah Fatiha for some time, and it's a very longish way of doing things. I wouldn't explain. The point which I am making is this, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam once asked him, is it correct that you do that, practice that type of healing? So he said, yes, Zuhur, I know that. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell me how you do it. And then he explained. And Hazur kept smiling and didn't say a word of rejection. Then once Hazrat Amma Jaan was suffering from perhaps gallbladder pain or something, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell Peer Sahib to repeat that here, to demonstrate it to me. And he came and he wanted some little soil. It was not available. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said, you can have it from the wall. The walls were made of mud inside walls to keep the houses cool in those days. So anyway, he was not successful. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam was very patient about it and didn't reject it in principle. That is the important point. Had it been wrong from Islamic point of view, he would have outright rejected it.